Hello and welcome to my first actual audio podcast. This is Hollyland Lice with Technology Improving Literacy. So after finding resources, talking to a Cherry Creek School's technology specialist, and exploring internet resources to aid literacy, what have I found? Well, I found that teacher preparation programs are not preparing teachers how to integrate technology effectively into their classrooms, that there are endless free internet programs that can be used in the classroom. Students of the newest generation explore more meaningful applications of writing with the use of the internet outside of school, that the internet will help with aspects of literacy by providing a genuine audience, and becomes a tool to revamp traditional writing assignments. Technology is a tool that needs to be incorporated in the classroom, but it hasn't been. At least not until recently, and even what is being incorporated is not at a national level. I believe that the biggest reason for this is that teachers feel overwhelmed and unprepared to incorporate new technologies like digital storytelling, blogging, creating web pages, wikis, and many other useful tools. The biggest excuse is that technology is expensive. That's a lie. Podcasting is free. The only equipment needed is a computer with internet access and a microphone. Most computers have a microphone installed, but those that don't, like mine, a great quality microphone can be purchased for $30 or less. The first thing I want to share is a few terms I've learned. Web 2.0. Web 2.0 is a popular term that is thrown about frequently, and although it's still very complicated to me, the simplest explanation that I have found is from the National Writing Project website. The National Writing Project website says, quote, 2.0 is the general term for the internet technologies that allow users to go beyond simply reading content created by others to actually contributing their own content, whether it's text, audio, or video, and collaborating with others. End quote. According to Paul Anderson, Web 2.0 is a transition into the web's second phase. The web was originally designed as a tool for scientists and became a global information space for billions of users around the globe, and is now just entering a more social participatory phase. Applications of Web 2.0 include blogs, wikis, multimedia sharing, podcasting, and RSS feeds. According to Anderson, the term weblog or blog refers to the simple web page consisting of brief paragraphs of opinion, information, personal diary entries, or links called posts, arranged chronologically with the most recent first. Most blogs also allow visitors to add a comment below a blog entry. Blogs create immediacy between the primary author and a group of secondary comment contributors. Wiki. A wiki, according to Anderson, is a web page or a set of web pages that is easily edited by anyone who is allowed access. Unlike blogs, wikis generally have a history function which allows previous versions to be examined and a rollback function which restores previous versions. Wikis are more flexible than blogs and allow for additional links, posts, calendars, and so many other attributes. And this is one of the reasons they're great for group work. Multimedia sharing. Multimedia sharing is a service that facilitates the storage of sharing multimedia. Multimedia sharing services include YouTube for video, Flickr for photos, and Odeo for podcasts. Of course, these are just popular services, but there are many other multimedia services out there. Audio blogging and podcasting. Audio blogging and podcasting are audio recordings, usually in MP3 format of interviews, lectures, and talks, which can be played either on a computer or a wide variety of handheld MP3 players. Video podcasts, are also known as vodcast or vidcast, are also more recent development and can be downloaded in the same manner as a podcast. According to Cindy Lear, from a Cherry Creek School's technology specialist, a podcatcher is a necessary software in order to download podcasts or vodcasts to one's computer or MP3 player. iTunes is an example of a podcatcher, and there are many free podcatchers to download on the internet for free, including iTunes RSS feeds. Subscribers of podcasts or vodcasts can subscribe to an RSS feed and receive information about new podcasts as they become available. RSS is a family of formats which allows users to find out about updates to the content of an RSS-enabled website. blog, or podcast without having to go and visit the site directly. Cindy Lear from Cherry Creek School District told me that an avatar can be created for each student. An avatar is a virtual representation of oneself. It can be three-dimensional, like those in video games, two-dimensional, like an icon or picture representing the user, or just an object representing the user. And this last is just a acronym, which I came across a few times and I just wanted to share with you, ICT. ICT stands for Information Communication Technology. So now that I've explained a few technological terms, I want to move into what we as future teachers can do with these technologies to improve literacy in our classroom. Let's start with digital storytelling. Digital storytelling is a creative way to motivate students to show ownership in their writing. Digital storytelling allows students to illustrate, narrate, write, edit, and share, and publish their stories online. Parents and people all over the globe can access these stories. This technology can also be applied to publishing poems, oral reports, and presentations. It's a great tool that provides students with the ability to make their story, poem, or report creative, interactive, and exciting. Blogs. Blogs can be used by class literature circles, book clubs, or any other kind of club to discuss and analyze stories, poems, essays, etc. They can be used for group projects and communications between teachers, students, parents, and staff. Individuals need feedback and practice, and blogs allow for this. In addition, the ability to chart one's own progress. With this in mind, blogs become a formative assessment tool for teachers in place of or alongside of writing portfolios. Because of the ongoing feedback, blogs are a great way for students to get motivated and hooked on writing. Blogging can help students process their learning experience and allow students to drive the conversations, creating a student-driven classroom. Students will have the same expectations for their blog writing as they do for any other kind of writing assignment. Wikis. Wikis are a lot like blogs, but they're more flexible. Anybody who has access to Wiki can edit or delete anything in a Wiki, but they can also be reviewed and put back. Wikis can be used for collaborative projects, which include links and quizzes, organize class notes, keep track of a class schedule, and so much more. Wikis enhance classroom discussion and group work and can be accessed outside of school for extended group learning. Podcasts. Podcasts are my favorite new technology, although I've been fighting with this podcast for hours and days. But podcasts can be created by people anywhere in the world and about any subject that one can think of. Pretty cool. Podcasts can be an effective replacement tool for lectures. And vodcasts can be just as effective, but it's just video instead of audio. These tools can be incorporated in classrooms seamlessly. All you need is a computer that has speakers to share this with your class. Podcasts can help improve writing because they provide a stronger purpose and a wider audience for students, and students will see it as more valuable. Students can record experiences, field trips, poems, create how-tos, and much more. Students will take pride in their writing knowing that they are recording it and publishing it. Students will become more motivated to take time drafting and editing before they record their writing. For struggling readers, I, as a teacher, can record a story for the student to listen along to. And students can write scripts and record movies with podcasts. A few great things that I want to share that I learned from Cindy Lear is that with these new technologies, we'll have to teach students internet writing etiquette. And the example she gave me is that writing in all caps is like shouting at someone. So these are the type of things that we have to keep in mind teaching this new genre of writing. She taught me that a picture is 1,000 words and that teachers should incorporate slideshows and images to help prompt students for what to write about. And this will let them know that we care about what they love and what they're interested in and what they know and help us build concepts and connections in their writing. Well, there you have it. That's what I've learned with my technology. I hope it's helpful and you enjoyed.